There's a famous question of the Chidushei Harim, the Gera Rebbe, about on the four, as we said, the four Lashonos of Geula, we drink four cups of wine. And that's why Keneged, the four Lashonos in the Torah. We discussed the potential fifth cup of Evesi. But he says, now why not five cups? Why only one cup? It was one redemption from Egypt, so why do we need four different cups? Just do one cup to as a zecher to everything. So he quotes two different midrashim that are first glance, second and third glance, that are giving two different pshatim. And then he wants to connect how the two midrashim are working hand in hand. So let's go see. So the first midrash he quotes says that because Paro had four different decrees. One was Avdus, he made the Jews enslaved and persecution, suffering, that's the Avdus. The second one was the midwives, to kill every Jewish boy when they didn't listen. So he had to go to number three, to tell his soldiers, Kol HaBen HaYigo, to throw them in, or the Egyptian people. And number four was Paro said, I'm going to make you gather straw. I didn't want to make the bricks. So therefore, according to the Chidushei Harim, based on this Medrash, we have four cups because he saved us on the four different decrees. The decree of Avdus, the midwives, even though they weren't successful, but he wanted to kill us with the midwives, we survived. The Kol HaBen HaYigod, and the straw. So therefore, that's why we have four cups, to the four particular aspects of Mitzrayim. The second Medrash takes us out of the world of Egypt into a historical discussion on Golus and Geula. So the other Medrash says, no, the four Lashonos are Geula is because of the four different events. One was the Golus Bavel, when Bavel, i.e. Iraq, so it was, we had Churban HaBayis, and then we had, after that came Persia, that was the second, that's the Purim story with Haman. Then we moved into Hanukkah, Greek, Syrians, Alexander the Great, the post-biblical, and then the fourth one was Rome, who took over after Greece. So you had Bavel, we had the Golas of Bavel, then in Persia, then in Syrian Greeks, the Greeks, and then the Romans. Aye, what do you mean? The Romans don't even exist today, so what do you mean we're still in Golas Edom, Golas of Rome? So it's true they don't exist, but we still haven't rebuilt the second base at base by Yesheni, so we're still suffering. So it's like Rome, it's a reminder Rome is here today until we rebuild the third temple. Or as I say, because Rome represents, even though a lot of it came from Greece, but then Rome continued it, that the Western civilization were under. And therefore, that's why it's called Golus Edom, we're under the civilization of the Rome, i.e. with them and the Greeks before. And then there's another explanation they give under, because Edom, Esav, that's referring to Christianity, the Catholic Church took over from Rome, so that's part of the Golus. You're asking, but even though it's true, there's 2.5 billion Christians, but there were 1.5 billion Muslims, so what about, how come Islam didn't get any special mention? So in fact, Evan Ezra discusses it, and according to some, they do have a fifth. They do have, I think they talk about a fifth one under Islam. But nevertheless, so that's not the Pasha. So therefore we have the Gera Rebbe gives two different explanations. The four Lashonos are Geulas because there are four different aspects of the Gera Paro. There was the enslavement with the midwives, the throwing the children in the river, and the straw. And then we have the four Golas, the four periods of exile. We have Golas Bavel, Persia, Greek, and Rome. So the Gera Rebbe has a beautiful explanation. We know the Gera Rebbe did a tragic, I don't know if his life was tragic, but he had a lot of tragedy in his life, even though you probably wouldn't know from him. He lost, 10 of his sons died before he did. And in fact, he learned with the Sfas Emes, who was the grandson, because the father wasn't alive. So that's why there's a lot of connection between the Chidushei Harim and the Sfas Emes. They learned together. So nevertheless, he wants to explain that we all know that even though on one hand it says we're going to have spent 400 years in Egypt, but then we know they're only in Egypt for 210 years. So we said the goal was so severe it equaled 400. However, a lot of this explained that it was a blessing and a curse. So obviously, if we spent the 400 years, then we would have went straight to the Gula. But since we couldn't spend the 400 years because God said if we don't get out right now, that's it. We'll never be able to recover. So therefore, they had to leave after 210 years. So it's like getting some type of treatment that if you give the full amount of treatment now, it will never come back, but you might die. Therefore, you have to stop and like continue it over different months and years. So therefore, if we did the 400 years of Golos, it would be over. But since we only did 210, so we need these four Golios to make up, to get rid of the impurity. So the Chidush HaRim explains what's the connection between Golos, Mitzrayim, and the other four Golios. So he says the first one is enslavement. Avdus, so that's what Bavel did. Bavel was the first one to take away our freedom. All the other ones already, Persia, Greece, Rome, we already were under the domain of Bavel, so we just changed, so to speak, masters. But we weren't controlling our own destiny. So the enslavement is that equals to Golos Bavel. With the midwives, what did Paro want to do? A genocide on the Jewish men. So that's what Persia, Haman. Lahashvig, Lahagor is called Yehudim Tafin Hashem. And then we have Kol HaBen HaYilud, he threw them in the water. So water is also known, besides Torah, it's also referred to as Chachma. And like anything in life, obviously you live in Miyichya Miyamas. Too much water is no good, but no water, you'll die also. So therefore, that's by Torah. So therefore, Torah, the fish are jumping out because you can never get enough. However, by Chachma, so Chachma is great, Chachma Ugayim Tamid, but not at the expense of Torah. So if you have your head under the water, you can't breathe anymore. If you're suffocated by the waters, so that's the Greeks. The Greek, they wouldn't want us dead. They wanted us to take on the Greek culture and destroy the Torah. So that's a spiritual genocide, the water. And then the fourth one, the Gera says, by destroy, he says, he's going to disperse everybody. It's going to be like spread out. So that's the Golos. We're going to be the Golos of Esav, Edom. That's the longest one. It's the other ones were much shorter. Golos Bavel was 70 years. Persia was about 52. The Greeks were about 200. And but from Rome, Edom was still, it's almost 2,000 years in that area. So therefore, he said, he's going to send us out to gather all the store. That's what they call Pizor, that the Jewish people, on one hand, people say it as a positive. You take the Nitzok, you take wherever. That's why perhaps some say there's an issue to go back to Mitzrayim, because there's no need to anymore. We already got everything out of it. But all the other places in the world, we have to take out the spark of Kedusha, and then we could bring the Mashiach. So therefore, so the Jews are all over the world now. That's the Golos of Rome. It's still 2,000 years, and we're all over the place, and therefore, that's what the straw represents. So that's how the Gera Rebbe explains that, why not four cups, one cup, because it's all one, why not why are the four cups not one if it's one gula? Because there are different aspects. So whether it's the, like the first medrash, the different aspects of this, the avdus in general, and then with the midwives killing the Jews or throwing the people in the water or the straw, versus Galus Bavel, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And therefore, that connects the two, that according to the Gera Rebbe, so the both Bavel was enslavement like Paro, then the genocide of like Haman, genocide, the Midrash, he wants them to, they didn't do it, and Haman wasn't successful either. And the water that's greased, too much of a good thing is no good. If too much Chachma and no Torah, doesn't end well. And then the straw is disbursement. Romans is still 2,000 years, but scattered all over the world, and we're waiting for Behevesi for the fifth step of the Gula. But that's why those are the four Lashonas of Gula, either because of the four parts of the Gzeira or the four different Goliaths that we have since Egypt.